This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. For decades, people in Bellevue have dreamed of hosting a performing arts center. Back in 2002, Eastside business and civic leaders began raising money for a 2,000-seat concert hall to attract world-class performers. Construction was supposed to start a few years later, but a decade has passed and it's still not begun. The project is expected to cost $180 million. Only about a third of that has been raised so far. But there may be new life if it got a new name, the Tadauchi Center, and the city of Bellevue intends to publicly finance part of the project. Joining us in the studio, John Haynes, executive director of the Tadauchi Center, a former network TV program executive. He's been working to build that performance space since 2007. John, thanks so much for coming over. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
So you've said that you weren't looking to build the last great concert hall of the 20th century, but maybe the first one of the 21st century. What about this design for the Tadauchi makes it special?
You had to dig around for a while to find that quote. That's a couple of years old. Most of the people who were building them in the latter part of the 20th century had come along in the industry in the 50s and 60s and still tended to think of halls in the same way. Technology wasn't a big part of it. You know, we wanted great, big, acoustically sound, unamplified rooms for the most part. And technology has truthfully advanced tremendously, particularly in the last 10 or 15 years for these halls. So one of the things we wanted was to have very little copper in the building. Almost everything in this building is fiber optic. And what that does for us is giving us absolutely perfectly clean signals. And it also allows us to have self-powered speakers everywhere. So we don't take up a lot of room with, you know, like a great big room full of amplifiers that throw off a lot of heat and a lot of expense, et cetera.
The Tadauchi would be 2,000 seats. Why does the East Side need its own space? There are certainly performance halls slightly larger in Seattle.
Research that we've done over the last, over the years that since I've been here, since 2008, has indicated to us that the Eastside residents as a component of the audiences of Seattle-based performing arts groups is eroding at the rate of somewhere between 9 and 10% a year. And that erosion is driven by bridges, tolls, parking, and just increasing urban density. You can't expect as a large metro area becomes more and more dense that people are going to continue to travel 20 or 30 miles, you know, away to access the cultural life of their community. Eventually, they need it to come closer to them.
Is there enough demand for another theater, even on the East Side, or will we outstrip the number of people who actually want to attend these events?
Our research says there's more than enough demand. There are about 600,000 people on the East Side. We tend to think of these as small towns or smaller cities, but I defy almost anyone to tell me where the line between Kirkland and Redmond is or between Redmond and Bellevue. When I drive home at the end of the day from downtown Bellevue to my home, which is also in Bellevue, you know, I pass back and forth between Redmond and Bellevue three times. It's a tremendously diverse audience. It is an audience that's getting younger. It is a population that is well-educated, that has disposable income, and that doesn't want to get caught on the 520 bridge at night.
Sure. You made national news a few years ago, John Haynes, when you talked about the Tadauchi planning to allow cell phone use during performances when it finally opens. I think some places have done that since you said that. Why is that part of your plan? Some people, I'm sure, are aghast at the notion of people using cell phones.
Yes. I got a certain amount of flame mail for that interview. But if they looked a little deeper, they would have heard me say this, that there is an inevitability to smartphones. As a society, we don't have a great track record in banning things. This state just legalized a product that's been banned for many, many years. You know, our history in general is that we learn to adapt to things. And over time, performing arts organizations will learn to adapt to smartphones, not by banning them, but by creating situations where they are not disturbing to other people in the audience.
John Haynes is with me. He's executive director of the Tadauchi Center, a big performance space that is on the drawing boards for downtown Bellevue. The idea got started in 2002. John came in 2007. I got to ask you about the funding for it. In 2010, you'd raised $60 million towards this $180 million, about a third of the way. But in the last 4 years, as I understand it, you're only from 60 to 65. It's quite a bit away from $180 million. Why has the fundraising been so lackluster?
Well, oddly enough, I didn't anticipate the recession happening in 2009. You don't raise $160 million on $500 gifts. You raise it on multi-million dollar gifts. And multi-million dollar gifts are predicated on the conversion of an asset. Very few people have $1 million under their pillow. And we went through a long period of time where the value of assets declined. And, you know, not many people wanted to sell a $2 million asset, an asset in which their basis was $2 million, for $1 million in order to give you the million. So there was a long period of time of waiting for asset values to recover.
What's your best guess today as to when the Tadauchi Center will open?
My best guess is that we'll begin construction 2 years from this summer, 2016. I know what the construction schedule is. Our construction manager says 24 months. I say 30. I'll compromise on 28. So 28 months from when we break ground in summer of 2016.
So about 4 years from now?
About 4 years.
If I'm counting right?
Yeah.
And you've got the city of Bellevue signed on. There's a memorandum of understanding about public funding for the Tadauchi Center. How close would that get you to the additional $115 million that you need?
I actually don't know the answer to that because I don't know what the final number is going to be. And in fact, the purpose of the MOU is to work through all of the issues surrounding public funding. And beyond that, what's the right source of that income? Where does the money come from? Does it come from a bond issue? Does it go to the voters or does the council make the decision on its own? There are just a lot of issues surrounding that. It's kind of an unusual situation in that if you look around the country at performing arts centers that have been built over the last 10, 15, 20 years, you'll find a lot of them in similar sized cities that were built entirely with public funds. I actually think that public-private partnerships are the best way to build these things because the public part of it gives an obligation to the nonprofit manager of the institution to serve the public.
Well, that's my next question. Like, what was your pitch to the city of Bellevue that I'm sure has many, many needs and many ways to spend money? How did you get them to sign a memorandum of understanding that they would put some of those finances toward the Tadauchi Center?
I think they came to an understanding finally of how much value this would have to the city of Bellevue. I think they were helped to that understanding by Microsoft, who sees it as a priority. They understand that they are in a globally competitive business. How do they get somebody to come here instead of Austin, or Silicon Valley or Amsterdam? And part of the answer for that is what's the quality of life here? Are the schools really good? Is the shopping good? But even that's not quite enough. The question I asked the city was, look, I can see that Bellevue is a good city. I've lived here for 7 years now. It's a really good city. But what's the distance between good and great? And in my experience, that gap, the gap between good and great in a city, is occupied by a cultural life.
Well, you're just beginning. You've got a memorandum of understanding. But do you think Bellevue taxpayers would have a chance to cast a vote on whether the city should support the Tadauchi?
My expectation is that when we're all done, yes, that it probably will go to the voters. And frankly, that means to me right now that we need to be out telling our stories way beyond just downtown Bellevue, where I think the story's been told well. But I had a conversation with the city just last week in which I said, the case for Tadauchi Center is much less well known in the neighborhoods. I live out near the Crossroads neighborhood. And I know in that part of our community in Bellevue, it's much less well known. And I think it's incumbent upon us over the course of the next year, if we're going to go onto a ballot at some point, to be making the case relentlessly to what this means, not just to downtown Bellevue, but to every neighborhood in Bellevue and on into Renton and up into Redmond and into Kirkland.
John, you've been telling us that you think the momentum is back for the Tadauchi Center for fundraising. This memorandum of understanding with the city of Bellevue certainly helps. But is there a chance that the Tadauchi Center might never open? It's a long way to go, $115 million.
I suppose there's a chance that the rapture will happen on Friday, so although I'm not counting on it. No, I think it's inevitable.
John Haynes, thank you so much for coming over. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. And the bridge was easy today. So.
John Haynes, executive director of the Tadauchi Center, a big multi-use performance space, about 2,000 seats. It's on the drawing board to be constructed in downtown Bellevue. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.